Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jose hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Jose reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jose moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jose tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cora moves to third. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cohn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burks is hit by the pitch. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burks. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane hits a pop-up for an out. McRae scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Ventura moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jose hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burks. McRae reaches second base with a double. Scott Radinsky now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-3 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gwynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Leach now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive towards the mound. Leach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jose bunts towards the mound. Swartz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. McRae strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cora bunts towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. Raines moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thomas is walked intentionally. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.